When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I think that there's one way, and this is why it's so hard, and we talk about it every year. There is one way to get out of this, and the Jets and Giants have had their opportunities and whiffed multiple times, and that's drafting the right quarterback. That's it. I mean, that is it. And it's no surprise that it's, and if you don't draft the right quarterback, you better have one of the most innovative head coaches out there to be able to keep things going, or offensive coordinators.
I mean, that's Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
I mean, think about Mike Tomlin. You know, he had Ben Roethlisberger for the biggest part of his career. And now, without Ben over the last few years, he still has kept them in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are competitive. It's kind of like the Rangers. The Rangers are competitive. They always stay competitive. They always seem to be in the playoff mix.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things that, as a fan, it's kind of like the Yankees, too. Like, you expect to be in the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm trying to think of, like, other situations. Like, the Vikings have two great coaches on each side of the ball. You know, they don't have the best quarterback. Sam Darnold's playing great, but...
Well, he's had his moments. You know, there were a couple games there where he didn't play all that well.
Yeah, but the last two games, he played very well.
Yes.
And he had to limp off the field yesterday, but luckily he was all right. But great coaching there with Flores and Kevin O'Connell. And the rest of these situations of the good teams are, you know, generally it's because they've got... Or they found a quarterback who gets the job done, or is surrounded by great help. Like Jalen Hurts has not been the same since that Super Bowl year. He's been, but I mean, look at Devontae Smith, AJ Brown.
I think his performance is getting back to where it was,
which is scary. For the
second
NFC.
Half of last year, he fell apart. The team fell apart. You know, Sirianni fell apart. Whatever, however you want to describe it. But I will say this tonight. You go see Lamar Jackson and Justin Herbert and the Harbaugh brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this should be quite the game tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be. And I forget. I think I picked the Chargers. Did you pick the Chargers?
Yes, I did.
All right.
And maybe the Jets should have hired Jim Harbaugh when he was available.
You know what's interesting? Do you remember the whole situation? So there was prior to him winning the national championship in Michigan. He interviewed with one team and one team only.
Yeah, the Minnesota Vikings.
That's right. And they let him walk out of the building and didn't give him the job. And they stepped in, you know what, with Kevin O'Connell. He's been a really good head coach for them. But they could have had him at that point. He goes back to Michigan, wins a national championship, and now is with the Chargers doing what I think most people expected him to do. Have a winning team right away.
Well, he turns around situations and, like, he's got a quarterback. And the quarterback's doesn't have to do a lot, like as much as he was being asked to do before Jim got there.
Yeah.
And this defense has been a lot better. They've had a little bit of a softer schedule. Tonight will be a really good test for this defense to see whether or not they can slow down Lamar and Derrick Henry and, you know, this offensive juggernaut that the Baltimore Ravens turned out to be. But the Ravens' defense is no great shakes, and they're having all sorts of problems in the secondary, and they don't have the pass rush that they used to have.
That's right. All right. Remember, I just told you about the shushing that happened at Boomer and Geo Lives. There was a.
I would slap that guy around, man. If you're running that guy, you shush my wife. Boom.
But apparently, she deserved the shushing, as she said that she was out of line. So I tell the story, and here is the man who shushed my wife.
Oh, okay.
This is Jason in Connecticut. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
How are you guys?
I'm doing great, man. So did I tell an accurate depiction of what happened?
Very much so.
Oh no. Come on. Great. You there?
First time, long time.
Oh.
Jesus. Yes. Your wife.
Hold on. Jason, are you there?
Jason.
Say that again?
All right.
Turn your TV off and turn the radio down.
I got no TV. I'm sorry.
All right. So turn the radio down. Just start over. Answer Gio's question.
One more time, all right? Because we didn't hear anything you said because the phone went out and there was echoing and everything else. So did I give an accurate depiction of what happened?
Yes, absolutely perfect. I'm a big fan of the show. Your wife couldn't have been nicer. It was just in a segment. I'm such a big fan of the show. I was trying to hear. And, you know, they're having a good time. And exactly what she said, she listens to you all the time, so she kind of tunes you out. So I get her side right. of it because my wife agreed.
Yeah.
But, yes, she couldn't have been nicer. She offered to take a shot with me and my wife immediately, so everyone was having a good time. And to be honest, I was mortified afterwards. So.
Oh, don't know.
Yeah, I got to tell you something, though. That is such like a Boomer and Geo thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason, you're a part of the family now. You know that.
I hope so, man. I listen 4 hours religiously every day. So.
That's great.
Well, thanks, man. And she felt really bad, too. So you don't feel bad at all. She said she deserved it. She was talking too loud. She didn't want to ruin anybody's experience. So don't feel mortified. But it was funny, though. They kept saying that you didn't believe it. Like, you were like, this can't possibly be his wife. You guys are messing with me, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, I got it. If anybody knows me, there's nothing I can't do that, like, something happens every time I leave the house. So this was almost like unbelievable. And let me say something to you. Yeah. On a WFAN salary, good job, by the way, brother. You know, how you pulled that off. But yes. So
thank you. I appreciate that. And by the way, Jason, I met her when I was on a Pittsburgh night salary. So, and she somehow stuck with me through that. So
She saw potential.
Yeah.
She saw you as a starting quarterback.
Certainly.
In the future. Maybe it didn't start out so well. A little bumpy. Rocky. A little bad timing. Not a lot of money.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, all of a sudden,
grinding, you came back
to New York where your career was going to fail, supposedly.
Yeah, that's right. Heard right. that a couple times.
Yes.
Yep, and here we are. So that was, there you go. So all's well that ends well with a shush at Boomer and Geo Live. Do you shush people?
Nah, not really. You know, a couple times at Ranger playoff games, I would
turn somebody. And say,
you know, listen, now is not the time to learn goddamn hockey in the middle of a playoff game.
Oh, isn't that the worst?
It is the worst.
But you wouldn't shush. You'd turn around and you'd say something. You'd be like,
guy,
you
know, like, I'm trying to watch the game and I'm listening and this guy explained the game to that guy.
Yeah, not good. I got to lock in here. That's what happens in those seats of yours, though. You know, you get these people who just bop in. They have no idea what's going on.
Just can Keandre Miller hit somebody, please? Jesus.
We saw this guy on Friday night, Chris from Smithtown. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you? Good to see you, Chris.
Great seeing you, man. What's up?
So I was just thinking when you were talking about the Jets reports before, could you imagine Joe B's reaction if the Jets hired Mangini over Rex Ryan?
Oh, my God. No, I mean, and he, from what I remember, like, he really disliked Mangini at the end, right? Like, it wasn't...
Yeah.
Like, he really hated Todd Bowles, too. Like, he really hated Todd Bowles.
But I remember him having a classic rant when they lost to the Dolphins to lose the playoffs.
Yeah.
In that last game of the season, it was a classic one.
Yeah. You know what, Chris? Joe is, like, his takes have changed over the last few years, where he, like, when I expect him to be really angry, he's not. And then he'll go after people I'm surprised he went after. And then, like, he brought up the fact that he wanted Deion Sanders to coach the team, which is something that Joe Beningo in 2004 or 2005 would never have said. Right? So I don't know. He might surprise us, Chris. It's great seeing you, and thanks for the support and everything. He might surprise us and actually want Mangini. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, you know, want Mangini as what? As a coach or like a director of football operations, GM?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do.
Where is he?
As I understand right now, what he's going to do is going to lean on some... He's not going to go the headhunter way. He's not going to go the Corn Ferry way.
Corn Ferry.
Right, he's not going to do that. He's going to go through the back channel NFL stuff that you would normally... Maybe one of these owners would go with.
Whoever
he's close to as an owner, I'm not sure. But whoever his closest allies are within the NFL, I'm sure that he'll be leaning on them and asking them for some suggestions and things of that nature.
Remember the Commanders like hired a bunch of people that were either in the NFL or not? Like they brought in Bob Myers, the old
Golden State Warriors GM. Yes, yeah. Like, yeah, but still, you know, you're still a business guy.
Yeah,
you know, one sport is, you know, you just want to make sure you're hiring the right person. But Bob Myers was buddies with Adam Peters. I think it's Adam Peters, right? The GM of the Washington Commanders?
I'm not positive, but yeah. So
I know the last name is Peters. I think it's Adam, I think. But he came from the 49ers.
Right. So, but they hired, the point was that the Commanders brought in a bunch of people to help them with their search that they trust and respected.
In the sports world.
Right, in the sports world.
That had success, and maybe Woody will go that way. But, you know, that's what the Giants did with Shane and Dable.
Yeah.
Like, they had success up there in Buffalo. They saw how it was built. They saw how Sean McDermott was running the team, how Brandon Bean was building the team. So this is usually what happens. So whatever the successful teams are in the moment, those are usually where the coaches come from and the GMs come from. They come from those staffs. And those staffs are, or those players, or I should say coaches and GMs, there's a list that the NFL puts together every year and puts out in front of the teams that are looking for new GMs and coaches.
I'm just picturing Shedeur Sanders getting drafted by the Giants. I mean, it would be pure entertainment for us. It would be incredible to have Shedeur here and Deion here. But just imagine, like,
but you're not going to have Deion here.
Oh, what do you mean? I mean, he would not be here, like, employed by the Giants, but he would be here. He would be talking about Shedeur. He'd be giving his opinion.
I'll tell you, well, whoever the coach is next year, if it is Brian Daboll and Shedeur Sanders is the quarterback, you'd be getting ready for a tidal wave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a tidal wave. Because if Shedeur gets mishandled, something goes wrong, and the coach is not handling him right.
That's what I mean about Deion being here.
Yeah.
Even if he's out in Colorado
his presence is going to be here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just going to be hovering. Unless he takes an NFL job and then feels like he can't talk about that.
I would still say the Raiders are still in the mix for this. They're right there as well. They're one game ahead of the Giants in terms of victories.
Can you throw up the Giants schedule there, CBS Sports Network, so we can go through that while.
The Vegas Raiders are 2-9, just like the Giants are. The Giants, Jacksonville, and the Raiders are all three of those teams are 2-9.
Yeah. All right. So we know what game could they win? I guess they could beat the Cowboys. I mean they're home. They never win anything at home. So I would say maybe the Colts.
How about if the Eagles don't need to win that game? Yeah, and the Eagles do another one of those laydown spots.
Yeah, Nate Sudfeld.
and they get the Giants out of the number one overall pick.
Possible.
If that happens.
I mean, you could see like two teams trying to lose in that situation. Like just like taking knees the whole time.
Well, the Eagles would win by losing.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they'd knock the Giants out of the number one spot, possibly.
You think it would ever come down to that where like, a team wanted to lose so bad in that last game that they were just like the coach was just like, just take a knee every time we're on offense.
It's amazing. All right, so now what about the Raiders? What do they have? The Raiders have lost looks like 7 in a row.
Mm.
Okay. They're at Kansas City. That's the Black Friday game we're talking about this Friday. At Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
They have Atlanta at home. Now Jacksonville and the Raiders are going to play.
That's a good thing for the Giants.
That is. And New Orleans, and then the Chargers.
Number one overall pick would be awesome for them. It really would be.
Because then they bring the whole kit and caboodle.
Yep.
I think that Deion and Shedeur in Vegas with Tom Brady there. Oh, is it going to, would it get any more electric than that?
For us here, it would get, I don't want to see him in Vegas. I want to see him here. I want the Shedeur Sanders experience at MetLife Stadium. Him in a Giants uniform, him and Malik Nabers. That's what I want. And I bet you Giants fans probably, I would hope they'd feel the same way.
You going federal on me?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I am kind of going a little bit federal. How you can tell is amazing.